Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, the Wolfpack Band that Josh hates, and Willie uses old sauce jars for drinking.
You know, I want you all to know that I would rather be here with you than with the finest people on the earth.
Oh, that's very nice.
Thanks.
Today. Where would you rather be than right here, right now?
Nowhere.
Right here,
nowhere.
Right now.
With Jesus Jones.
Yes. Oh, great song.
Great song.
Great song.
Earlier I played a little bit of this. This is, and Willie, you picked it up right away. Very good.
Never heard of these guys. I'm intrigued.
I think they're all from University of Michigan.
Sounds very Princess.
Absolutely. Yeah, a little bit this one. A great video of them live at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, they sold out Madison Square Garden a few years ago. I mean, they're incredible. They're all really smart musicians, and it's like
very precise.
It borderlines math rock sometimes, but it's really jazzy and pretty funky. It's
do cool. They sing like that all the time?
No, contrived. There's quite a, I'm sorry, what was your, I didn't hear the Philistine
said,
chorus.
Sounds fairly contrived.
I see. Unlike your band, of course.
Well, the funk band known as Wolfpack has come up with a creative way to make some extra money on their next album.
Off-putting name.
Wulfpeck.
Wolfpeck.
Actually, Chick, you would actually like this.
Wolfpeck?
He would.
Wolfpeck.
Yeah, they sound kind of like Snarky Puppy, if you know that band. They're great.
They're selling a song to the highest bidder for their next album. Band leader Jack Stratton made that announcement on social media in a video and explained the band is selling a spot on their forthcoming album on eBay.
No, thanks.
According to Stratton, the winning bidder will get naming rights to the track, 2 minutes and 30 seconds on the album, though the listing states that, quote, the seller reserves the right to not approve any title and or recording that the seller deems obscene, hateful, or just plain creepy.
Huh.
I'd pay to name it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, more garbage.
I wonder what the... Well, let's look up the current bid on this.
They might not...
I think it's 150...
It was,
no.
It was 50,000 last I looked, and it concludes on September 5th.
Really?
But that was yesterday, so let me see if I can...
I'll give them $25,000 if they let Slipknot come in and kick their asses.
Wow.
Wow.
That'd be so awesome.
He's angry.
War of the bands here.
Yeah. Could you give it just...
Do you think there's a... They might suffer a little negative opinions for doing this? Or do you look at it all of it? It's all positive.
I think it's a great idea.
Is the money going to a certain place, or are they just collecting?
Vince, it's they'll pay for creating this album.
Right in their
pocket. Great idea.
How do you spell these pricks' name?
What is your problem here?
Wulfpeck album.
No. That's kind of smack of manufactured rock. I got to tell you.
No. They're gonna just sell the one track.
Look at them. They're all.
Kind of a stunt.
All handsome, sort of.
Of course they're handsome. Why wouldn't they be handsome?
Carelessly unshaven and corporate as hell. All right.
I can't find a current bid.
That one's in a tank top with his muscles. That's cool. Oh, God. I want to paintball all of them.
Well, maybe this will be to more of your liking, Josh.
Okay.
Metallica will be the first act featured in a series of concerts that will be shown at drive-ins across North America.
Cool.
Metallica will film a full concert that will be shown as part of the Encore Drive-In Night series on August 29th. Each ticket purchased will come with 4 downloads of Metallica's new S&M2 album with the San Francisco Symphony.
Oh,
you can
that's
find
awesome.
Details at EncoreNights.com.
You know, they call that symphony the treat. The San Francisco
treat.
Is that right?
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Never mind. I'm looking up Wolfpack.
Wolfpack.
Oh, you'll like them. They're cute boys. Yeah.
What is your problem? It's unbelievable. It's like
I like this title for the album, The Joy of Music, The Job of Real Estate.
It's great. Oh, I think they're right up your alley, chick. They're very unusual.
If it's funky, I'm in. But if they keep...
Yeah, chick, watch their live at Madison Square Garden concert. It's on YouTube. You'll really enjoy it. It's very long. It's like a day thing.
Oh, Christ.
Wow.
It's a couple hours.
Let's just go back in time. 3 minutes. Right here, right now. There is no other place I want to be. There you go. Very nice.
That oh, my good, goodness. Yeah. This picture is really like...
Aren't we dreamy?
No, hey, we're a bunch of jackasses got together. We're playing Benjamin. God.
It looked like every guy.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, they're here.
They're every dude you want to fight walking out of an Aeropostale.
They do look like they're hanging out.
Josh, do you sort of gatekeep at Aeropostale?
I do, yeah. I'm just a bully sitting outside on a bench.
Sit there with your orange Julius.
Hey, buddy. Sir, the food court is down that way.
That striped shirt's got J. Crew written all over it.
They kind of have like a Vampire Weekend vibe where they all went to sort of a nice college, and you know, it's I don't think these guys. Never mind. I'm gonna shut up. I like their music.
Okay, but you could perform a cut on their album.
Wow,
those sunglasses cost $700.
What?
The sunglasses the guy's wearing.
How do you know?
Because Chick has.
I just know.
Because Chick is arguing with himself about whether or not he's going to buy them.
I know stuff. Hang on a second. You shut up.
You know what? That's one of my favorite things about you, Chick, is that you will treat yourself.
Can take this. I've spent many years treating others.
But I've always admired that. I've always liked it.
Yeah. To this day, he can't buy a couch.
No, I won't. I refuse.
I bet.
He's got a couchless house.
I can buy a couch, but I have to call it a love seat. Yeah. Because
you get shivers.
There was no love there, baby.
There was a period of time where he bought many a couch. Oh, boy. What's wrong with the one we have? We've only had it for 3 months.
No. What's wrong with the 8 we have?
Oh, man. Hate to hear it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Back to you, Christy.
Well, on the other end of that coin, a corpse has been discovered during the renovation of a $41 million mansion in Paris.
All right, we're going to open up this. Oh, my God!
It wasn't found in the couch, chick. The crumbling mansion had been abandoned for over 30 years until it was bought at auction this past January by Jean-Bernard Lafonta. Lafonta immediately began restoring the property, but work was halted after a
former
corpse
Helvetica
was discovered in the basement.
Lepica?
French newspaper Le Monde said the body exhibited wounds that prompted police to open a murder investigation.
Oh, my God.
Papers found on the body allowed authorities to identify the man as Jean-Pierre Reynaud, and his death was dated to about 30 years ago. Quote, he was someone of no fixed abode with a drink problem, according to a police source.
Interesting.
We could imagine a fight with someone else.
Sounds like me.
Living on the margin, but it's unclear whether he died in the mansion or was brought there, and we may never find out who was responsible. It's quite possible the murderer is himself now dead.
What a grisly
See if you can find out next week on The Property Brothers.
Well, the realtors are going to figure out a way to make it sound much nicer than it is.
Mm-hmm.
Prior tenant on premises.
Yeah. Previous owner spent 30 years.
Work house, on the mansion.
House has good bones. And a little bit of rotting flesh.
Well, that's not.
Work on the mansion is expected to resume after the summer. This is a ghost adventure story, isn't it, Josh?
Yeah, it is.
Because this guy's going to haunt.
Yeah. Do they think it was suicide?
And no, they think it was murder.
Okay. So if it was suicide, would that have been considered a do-it-yourself project?
Wow. That was rough. He was still smoking, by the way.
Was he?
Oh, wow.
Oh, French, you know.
Yeah, certainly.
That had to be just go to the job one day and move a couple of boards. But did you see how much they paid at auction?
No, how much?
Dozens of millions of dollars.
Jeez.
Apparently it's in the finest neighborhood in Paris.
Hmm.
The house was abandoned. And the next door neighbor was Yves Saint Laurent.
Oh, well.
Who's that? Oh, Yves Saint Laurent or whatever.
Yes, as you would call him, yes.
Yeah, he liked Durant.
That's a guy? Yves?
Yeah, Yves Saint Laurent.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
I have to go back to Wolfpack because I want to see Josh's head come off his body with this fact.
Okay. Yeah.
To make themselves feel at home at Madison Square Garden last year, Michigan funk band Wolfpack asked its set designer, Trisha Robertson, to drive a room full of furniture from Ann Arbor and reassemble it on stage at the Garden.
That's a great idea. This Rolling Stones do stuff like that. All these bands take
stuff. They're not the Rolling Stones.
They can do
stuff. These guys
like
can
that.
Too.
They suck.
Why do I think I'm going to look up and there's going to be Wolfpack over there? We're going to be up to our hips in Wolfpack.
They'll be here doing a live performance.
Chick, I think you'd really like them.
Well, if they're not singing like that, I'll give them a chance.
God,
okay. I don't like this.
I'd pay to see Wolfpack versus Wolfpack, where they get a pack of wolves in the same room with them.
Mm-hmm. You have heard of Yves Montand?
No, who's that?
Jesus. Yeah, that's Yves Montand.
Yes.
A famous actor?
Yes.
I have, yeah. Now that, because of the Yves, I've only read it. Yeah. That's pronounced Eve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Eva Marie Saint?
What are we doing? Is this a French lesson?
About Eve right now.
I'll give you a French lesson. You know, that is how I kiss. On a
is it?
Yeah. Sure.
Like on your first date?
Like you're lapping up pudding off of pizza?
Hey, look, I had a great time with you. And,
don't you announce.
Here we are at your apartment. Look, I'm not going to come in. I don't do that on the first date, but... Why don't we just...
kiss on the cheek would be fine, sir.
Find out where she stands right
now. No, Mom, it was a really good day, but there's this one weird thing.
Such a gentleman, but...
He kisses like he's trying to lick peanut butter off my nose.
Ew.
I don't know.
Ew. No.
No, it's sweet. It's a sweet thing Josh does.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Willie.
Now, we had a lot of news about lions and tigers
and
earlier.
And bears, oh my.
Earlier this year.
We have a chihuahua in the news.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because of...
Tiger King.
Yeah.
Just real quick before you get to that story, Christy, I just saw this one. A German circus has been has been supporting itself during the pandemic by selling the poop from the big cats.
Oh, come
on. To who? Why?
They have 26 lions and tigers.
Oh, my.
And they sell the big cat droppings by the jar.
By the jar?
For what?
So it's not even for fertilizer?
Let's keep it fresh, maybe.
This guy, the lion tamer, Martin Lacey, says, put some in the garden and the neighbors will go away.
The
neighbors? Yeah.
It's neighbor repellent. Okay.
I think so.
They've got tons of the stuff, and it's a way to raise money because they have to keep up and running because they can't do shows right now.
Man.
So there you go. Isn't that fun? Isn't that nice?
I feel so bad for the poor guy that has to pick this up. And he used to just put it, you know, in a trash can and it was gone. And then one day his boss goes, hey, by the way, we're going to start selling this. So I need you to put it into tiny jars and seal it. And we're going to put it in the gift shop.
Yeah.
That's a bad job.
Oh, man.
I'm surprised that they're not, Joe Exotic didn't think of this. I mean, every once in a while you hear about zoos doing things where they take the various animal dung and they sell it for fertilizer.
Correct.
So, I mean, right. Why not?
But not in a jar like in a... Just
keeping
well.
People away.
I think Carol Baskin has some tiger poop in an urn.
Just in case.
Josh, if you get a jar of pasta sauce, will you kind of wash it out and then keep it, drink out of it sometimes?
No!
You'll never do this? Oh, really?
What is it, the Great Depression? Why are you doing that?
You'll never reuse? None of you have ever reused a jar of pasta?
No.
Really?
As a
put bacon grease in it.
Right. That's the only I would do.
Where did you get this idea? Did your father tell you about this?
No, I'll keep a jar around. I'll keep a jar around for a little while. I also use it to, you know, store marijuana.
Will you buy your son some glassware?
Jeez.
The boy, why is everyone so mad at me for saying this? I was just going to say you wouldn't do this if you got a jar of poop. You would not wash it out and try to reuse it.
No, you sure wouldn't. I wouldn't do it with spaghetti sauce or any. What are you, the manager of Po Folks? Drinking out of jars?
Good Lord. What are you, Tom Joad? What the hell? Good Lord.
Were all your glasses dirty? Is that...
God.
No, it's just I've done that before. I'll save a jar.
Okay.
Well, I've seen moonshine, maybe.
Yeah, right.
I hate that when you go to a restaurant. It's always one of those eco-friendly restaurants.
And they serve you in a ball jar?
They go,
I used to love it.
Ball jar.
There was a restaurant. I don't know if it was just Midwest, but it was called Po Folks, and they served all their drinks in mason jars.
Yeah.
I thought it was so
cool. Were they real mason jars, or were they just faked just for the
effect? I don't know. They certainly weren't old ragu jars.
Wherever there's an underdog drinking out of a spaghetti sauce jar, I'll be there.
This tea has a nice hint of garlic. Don't you hate like weird cups that you put them up your lips?
And you know what? I do hate weird cups.
What's wrong with you people?
I have something I can sink my teeth in.
A cup is a cup.
No, they're not.
No, there are restaurants where you go and they got them all from a different antique store.
Yeah, that's kind of a cool thing to do.
Have you ever seen the glass cups that are sort of bent in the middle and they... what is this?
It looks like the dishwasher got out.
Yeah, exactly.
The Salvador Dali cup. I just spilled half my coffee on my penis. I gotta wear pajamas to the breakfast table.
I feel a little bad for Willie. He thought people did what he does.
I think people do it. I can't wait to get out of here. I'll say that. I cannot wait to go home.
Poor Willie.
I was going to do Waske a favor, not do it anymore, buddy. I'm going straight home. Uh-oh. Day's over.
Well, what's the best jar to keep your pot in?
I'm sure there's other people that keep drink out of used spaghetti sauce jars.
Of course.
Yeah, hobos.
Hobos. Hobos can't buy spaghetti jars.
That's true. They can't afford it.
Oh, hobos always
find beans
out of a can.
You're right.
And they cook
and then
it
they
in,
drink
in,
out of the
in
can.
In the railroad yard.
Oh. Exactly.
Okay. Hey, everybody weigh in for Willie. If you drink water out of a spaghetti jar,
hit us
the
up
people
on Twitter.
Who could weigh in don't have access to computers.
You get a big jar.
Right. Oh, no, I understand the principle.
Do you keep the lid?
Can I leave? Let me just leave.
Do you keep the lid or do you throw the lid away?
Yeah.
You keep the lid.
Okay.
And then you have a drawer for a lid, and then you have to move it. You throw them all away.
Back in my day, the drawer for lids is where you hid.
A lid was a measurement for pot.
Right.
Is that still a thing?
What?
Yeah, do you still say, give me a lid? Or?
No, I've never heard that ever.
Really?
No. What's a lid?
A lid was the equivalent of marijuana in a baggie.
I think a lid's a half a key.
Is it?
Maybe that's too much.
So it's a large amount of pot?
Not that much. It's like a Toastest Twinkies worth.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
A Toastest Twinkies worth?
In volume. I don't know what the...
You guys ever use old chicken bones as forks? I know what I'll do is I take a chicken carcass and I fashion together three of the bones to make tines and I got a fork. You know, I live like I'm in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Do you ever refill Perrier bottles with your own urine, put them in the fridge, and look at your friends?
You ever eat
first swig?
What is wrong with you?
Ever eat a baked potato and just save the hide and wear it for a hat?
Yeah, an old potato jacket hat.
I burned the hell out of my scalp doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like a good spot hat.
Sorry, okay.
That's a good hat.
Decor.
Oh, my God.
Now.
He really feels bad. We
Poor
need
Willie.
To apologize.
I'm just glad we finally had a funny break today.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.